Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's Mistranslation Day on the show. Yes, that time when we gather around the campfire, pull out our devices, and laugh so hard that we don't hear that bear sneaking up behind us. Here are the latest and not so greatest poorly translated signs from around the world. This from a McDonald's in Asia. Eating more than 5 people is prohibited. That's right, you may eat 4 people, not 5. Reminds me of the cannibal who wrote a book, How to Serve Your Fellow Man. Here's another. Thank you for noticing the new notice. Your noticing of it has been noted. This was embroidered on a hat designed by one who needed English grammar lessons. Buy a man, eat fish the day. Teach fish man to a lifetime. Okay, that is fantastic. Warning, people are eating children in the area. Please lease your dog and clean up after them. Lease your dog. Do not sit in chairs unless using them for their intended use. Sign from an Asian market, sale of chicken murder. A restaurant name in Malaysia, chicken of your mother. My goodness, a favorite on Mother's Day, I presume. This was seen in China. The future is dangerous. Don't go any further, please. Well, I've felt that way, haven't you? And it's no laughing matter. The future does look dangerous. Don't go any further, please. Back in 1893, when I was just a wee lad, the Chicago World's Fair was held. To celebrate the upcoming fair, the American Press Association asked some notable people to look 100 years into the future and describe what things would look like in 1993. The series, which ran in newspapers, included essays by distinguished thinkers, authors, and politicians. Let me read a few of their predictions. New York will become a foreign country that failed to progress beyond the late 19th century. Many people will live to be 150. Horses will be extinct. Food pills will be all the rage. Something called solid air will be used as a building material. Prisons will decline. Divorce will be considered unnecessary. The government will have grown simpler, as true greatness tends always toward simplicity. Man-made mountains would be erected in Chicago. Well, it would be nice if divorce were unnecessary, governments simpler, prisons pointless, and Chicago mountainous, but not one single thing on that list of the experts' forecasts came close to being correct. They were 0 for 10. Can we know what the future holds? No. And yes. Ecclesiastes 8:7 tells us, since no one knows the future, who can tell someone else what is to come? But we can know all that God wants us to know about the future. That though the world will change, He's got this. That though circumstances will change, we can hold on to the promise that God is unchanging. I am the Lord, says Malachi 3:6. I do not change. Last week, my wife and I finished a puzzle. Yeah. But one piece was missing. 3 days later, she said, I found the missing piece. And we laughed. Amid uncertainty, we can give in to fear and panic, or choose to trust and find the missing piece. Isaiah 54 says, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord. Though the signs of the times are sometimes confusing, and the message jumbled, we can step in confidence with God into the future. Go in peace, my friend. Reminds me of a sign in a restroom in Japan. Please go with precision and elegance.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.